time once again for Great Big, where we talk about great big things and events. Today's subject is great big natural disasters, and one of the biggest ever was the Permian extinction.
The Permian extinction? Is that what killed off the dinosaurs?
No, though people sometimes confuse these events. The Permian extinction happened 250 million years ago, signaling the end of what geologists call the Permian period. It was a disaster so big it wiped out 70% of life on land and an unbelievable 95% of life in the ocean.
95%? That's almost everything.
Scientists have long debated what kind of event could result in that much dying off of species, from volcanic activity to a change in ocean salinity. A team of researchers went to Graphite Peak in Antarctica to study the strata layer between the Permian period and the Triassic period. To their surprise, they found little metallic particles inside the transitional layer. Removing them with magnets, they did chemical analyses. Guess what they were?
I give up.
Meteorite. This is very strong evidence that the Great Permian extinction was caused by a rock from space.
But that's what killed the dinosaurs, too.
Different rock, different era, but the same phenomenon. Throughout its history, Earth has been periodically struck from space again and again. When this happens, the biosphere is radically changed. Sometimes, as was the case with the Permian extinction, it has been all but obliterated. Life, however, has found a way back time and again, even after such great big disasters. And luckily for us.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.